Jill walked back into the crowd, and Steve decided to keep his eye on Larry. Sure enough, within 5 minutes, Larry was reaching over and trying to kiss Jill. If you've been insulted, are you more likely to imagine Steve doing something violent to Larry? The results were unequivocal. There were clear differences in how the young man responded to being called a bad name. For some, it didn't. But the deciding factor wasn't how emotionally secure they were, or whether they were an intellectual or a jock, or whether they were physically imposing or not. What mattered, and I think you can guess where this is headed, is where they were from. The young men from the northern part of the United States, for the most part, treated the incident with amusement. They laughed it off. Their handshakes were unchanged. Their levels of cortisol actually went down, as if they were unconsciously trying to diffuse their own anger. Only a few of them had Steve get violent with Larry. But the Southerners? Oh my. They were angry. Their cortisol and testosterone jumped. Their handshakes got firm. Steve was all over Larry. "We even played this game of chicken," Cohen said. "We sent the students back down the hallway, and around the corner comes another Confederate. The hallway is blocked, so there's only room for one of them to pass. The guy we used was 6'3", 250 pounds. He used to play college football. He was now working as a bouncer in a college bar. He was walking down the hall in business mode, the way you walk through a bar when you're trying to break up a fight. The question was, how close do they get to the bouncer before they get out of the way? And believe me, they always get out of the way." For the Northerners, there was almost no effect. They got out of the way 5 or 6 feet beforehand, whether they had been insulted or not.